Stereotypical Mexican wins presidential election. 8 July 2006, this is Reverend Zim for On News. Mexico City, Mexico. Presidential candidate Jose Maria Pancho Valdez Avila was declared the winner of a close race on Thursday in the Mexican general election. The leading rival candidates, Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador and Felipe Calderon, did not concede and said they would mobilize public rallies and seek to contest the rules and the results in court. Both of the misfit candidates earlier proclaimed victory in the Mexican presidential race, despite notice from Mexico's Federal Electoral Institute that Pancho won a 95% majority. Poll workers began a recount of vote tallies Wednesday. By Thursday morning, with 98% of the vote tallies counted, Pancho held a 96% lead over Calderon and Lopez Obrador. In accordance with the Mexican electoral law, workers counted the tallies attached to ballot boxes at polling stations but did not open properly sealed and tallied ballot boxes, citing the fact that they are two whiny crybabies who will not submit to the will of the people. Calderon and Lopez Obrador, fascist and communist respectively, called for recounts to be done by their own paramilitaries. Pancho was unavailable for comment. Questions were raised about the vote count after discrepancies were noticed in the counting. While some of Lopez Obrador's supporters have alleged manipulation of the counting process, Lopez Obrador himself has discounted the possibility of outright fraud, and international election observers have said that the election was transparent and largely free of problems. Calderon, however, calls the whole thing, quote, a Jewish Masonic conspiracy, unquote, and reiterated his platform of un imperio, una gente, una caudillo facho de Mexico, unquote, whatever that means. The Interior Minister, Carlos Abascal, has said the total recount is, quote, physically impossible and also legally impossible without the aid of leprechauns, who unfortunately cannot be imported out of Ireland except through a painstaking and complex program, unquote. However, reports from every voting booth filled by representatives of all parties have already been distributed to the contenders. Now that the final count is complete, Mexico's Federal Electoral Tribunal of 7 judges can hear complaints and consider overturning the election. It must declare a winner by September 6, 2006, or face the wrath of Spain. Despite its 7-year war of independence, Mexico is still actually a colony of Spain. King Juan Carlos I was unavailable for comment. This has been Reverend Zim on News. Thank you for suffering.